At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Monday. The weather outside is frightful, but you know, if you have the suspects on, it must be delightful. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel. We're all present and accounted for. Barry's agent is currently making deals, and we don't expect to be with us much longer after the success of this weekend. But nonetheless, for the time being, enjoy him while he's
here. You knocked it out the park, man.
Soak him up like a dry sponge on water.
Thank you, boys. I appreciate it. It was
it a fun weekend? Be honest.
I'm not gonna lie, I couldn't have predicted that in a million years.
You're pretty hammered right now.
No,
you do sound like you're still somewhat hungover.
I
not from alcohol, but
I have one drink on stage per show, and I have not. Well, no, we did do shots Saturday night after all the shows were over because they wanted to have a shot with me and celebrate.
I would argue that you had shots on Friday night, too, because I called you the next day.
I know. I was still... I did. I swear to you. It's just... there's a lot of talking, and, you know, it's... I didn't drink. I wasn't...
So most of the partying you said took place on Saturday, is what you're saying.
No, I wasn't even drunk then. We just did a shot after the show in celebration.
Okay.
You know?
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. I couldn't have... I would have never predicted that in a million years.
You got a hell of a lot of support from listeners, which was awesome because I kept seeing the pictures.
And there's no way I could thank everyone. I could thank everyone from Gal Media because the list was pretty short. But there's no way I could thank everyone else for coming because there was so many listeners. I can't thank you guys enough for coming out. We almost sold out three of the four shows. Fortunately, We sold out the early show on Saturday. Fortunately for me, we did not sell out the early show on Friday, so I did not have to hug anyone, including Mark.
Who brought a shirt.
Whose shirt was the real MVP. I retweeted it, but it just says, I'm here to hug. I'm just here to hug Barry.
It was awesome.
Hilarious. And also, he's down 17 pounds in the Usual Suspects weight loss challenge. So he's just killing it all over the place. But yeah, man, if you came this weekend, I appreciate it. Just know that. I really do. It was a great weekend for me, and I'm pretty sure it's all downhill from here for my career.
So, but no, let me ask you a question on that.
That was the arc.
Aside from the Tonight Show.
You guys all witnessed my career arc, and now it's just on the downward slope.
Tonight Show, Conan, I mean, I'm sure those are just coming. They're just trying to pick their
spots.
Oh,
no.
But when you do what you just did from a standpoint of selling out, they're going to want you back again to do that, right?
Oh, sure. I hope so.
I would think so.
Yeah, so I'm sure there will be it. Now, normally the way it works is they'll only book a headliner once a year.
Oh.
Because there's so many out there, and so they're not going to usually book you twice in a year. So it may not be until next February.
Does that mean you lose your room in the back with a cot if you have to be moved up to headliner status?
Well, that's what I asked him, too, because, you know, I feature a lot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And you're there a lot.
I asked him, hey, are you still going to let me feature? He goes, no, you're a headliner now. I was like, no, bro, I need that money. He needs to let me feature, too. I'm not too proud where I'm like, right, I'm not going to go backwards. Hell yeah, I will. I still want the stage time. I still want to do the jokes, meet the people.
Work on your stuff.
So hopefully, I think I'll be back there in June featuring for one of my favorite comics, Dave Landau. So hopefully that'll
work
out.
I was happy to see all the pictures.
Yeah, man. Thank you. Thank you for coming, Nick.
I know I wasn't on the evil hit list. I had pointed out to you that with Lisa with pneumonia.
All
and
good, man. I get it.
The baby recovering, but I'm going to get out there.
Nick came, Gio came, and Jose came.
Yeah, I know Gio was going because he was asking me about it.
Yeah.
So, Well, good. Yeah.
It was cool, man. It was, I could not have been happier.
Can we talk about that drunk ass heckler, dude, that was messing with you on, was it, it was Friday, because that was a show
Friday,
I went
yeah,
to.
Yeah, Friday early
Did
show.
Did you know them?
Here's the thing.
He was hammered,
I'm pretty
dude.
Sure he was a listener.
Really?
Because he tweeted to me and apologized. So I don't think it was just.
Okay, so we're not going to hammer him too much.
Oh, then. No, I am. I don't care. I'm going to hammer the crap out of him because he should have known better. Because I said as much on the show.
Yes, indeed. I was going to say, you made sure
what
to
did
say,
I say,
if you're thinking about doing it, don't.
What did I say? The one thing you can't do is come to a show and start screaming stuff. Just don't start yelling out. Whether you think you're helping or not, you're not. There's no reason to yell out.
And I bet you he
lines.
Screwed himself, because I know he didn't get none from his spouse that night.
No, she didn't look happy.
She
but
looked
there's,
angry.
There's no reason to yell punchlines. That's what I'm there for. You don't take a guitar to a concert and then start playing guitar while they're on stage playing, do you?
You don't?
No. So why would you go to a comedy show and yell out punchlines? It's the same thing. You might as well take a guitar to
the
your next
concert.
The only
one I heard was some reference to somebody's cousin, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, and that was after the fourth time I had told him, dude, you've got to stop yelling. And he was sitting front and center all at the stage, and I was
See,
trying
that's the
not-
worst, because now you know exactly. And sometimes if they're in the back, you don't know where it's coming from
yeah.
exactly.
Well, I had one Saturday early show that was in the far back. I thought it was somebody's phone, like in the middle. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, who is watching movies on their phone right now? And then I noticed that it was somebody in the back talking. I was like, and it sounded like they were going to fight. But it's just a guy that was drunk just talking loud. So I was like, is everything okay? And he goes, yeah. I was like, sir, you know this ain't TV, right? Do you talk to your TV at the house? Because I can hear you. This ain't TV. Like, you got to shh. And he did. He stopped talking. But the guy up front on Friday, see, the problem is it was so close to me mm-hmm. that it was distracting to me trying to tell a joke with this guy talking while I'm talking. And then you hear his stupid punchline get shouted. And I'm like, well, and then my mind, I want to start telling him what an idiot he is, but I'm like trying to finish the joke and yeah. get the laugh, and yep. that's why I was like, dude, you've just got
to
stop talking.
It's like me talking to you guys on the air.
But
hopefully,
Nick,
he made it home okay, man, because he was hammered.
You were there. Go take him
yeah,
out.
Yeah, why didn't you rush the stage like my security?
I was really.
He was a big boy, though.
I really felt for it. I was really bothered.
Big boy.
And my friend Joe was like, dude, is this guy going to keep going? I'm like, dude, he tells me this happens every now and then. When I was here the last time, it wasn't really like that.
No.
And the thing is, he was literally 2 feet away from him, Joel. Like, Barry could have kicked him in his face. Like, he could literally kick him in his face.
As far as you and I are apart right now is how close he was.
That's
to
how
me.
Close
oh,
he was.
That'd be a pain in the ass.
Except I'm standing and he
right,
was sitting.
Right.
That's it. We were this close. There was not 3 feet that separated us.
Now, and again, I'm a
it was crazy, wasn't
comedy
it?
Club virgin to some degree. I've gone to a lot of them, but I don't understand how the inner workings go. They don't have someone in the room.
Well, they do. So
to police that,
I said it a couple times, dude. You got to be quiet. You got to, you know. I was nice, wasn't I? I wasn't like.
I thought you were really nice. I was like, dude, are you gonna really not kick this guy out? In my mind, I'm like, this guy's gone. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm thinking Barry's gonna kick this guy out. He's not gonna come back and enjoy the show.
Well, you kind of dig yourself in a hole if you're like, all right, get out, security, and you. Then people are like, well, you know, he's just having fun. So I warned him enough, and eventually the club owner will hear it, and somebody will come. Because I was getting double teamed. There was the guy in front, and then there was the guy on the side with his woman.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
And they were both yelling things out. So it was at 12 o'clock and 9 o'clock.
So the listener was the one with his wife?
No, both. I think they were both listeners.
Really?
Yeah. They were just hollering at me the whole time.
I
but
expect
the one,
better of you people.
But the one that got thrown out was the one that was really bad.
Oh,
about
they
it.
Tossed him?
Oh, yeah. He got thrown out, or he left, or I don't know.
How deep
I don't
into
know.
The show?
I didn't see because I mean,
I think he left because the way they were exiting, it didn't look like they were being thrown out. He was hammered. But I did see.
He threw up right when he got outside.
I did see him lean. I didn't see him throw
this?
Up. But I did see him kind of lean Stumble. Up against the exit, like the entrance door
oh, yeah.
before he left. Like he was struggling to stand
well,
up.
Well, you know
the
how
end?
They have the little
at
rail?
The he left.
You know how they have the little rail outside?
Right.
As you come, that's where he threw up at. So he barely made it outside.
That's exactly where I would throw up if I was walking out. I mean, it's perfect. It's like right there.
Right over the railing. Right.
So he saw the whole show, though, before they tossed him?
No. He left about halfway.
No, I want to say there was at least 20 or 30. Oh, I don't know. There was like 20 or 30 minutes left
so
in the show.
About, yeah, so
that's
I,
about halfway?
Yeah, it was about halfway because it was a 45-minute set. Actually, I went over. It was a 55-minute set.
Attaboy.
Shame on me. But yeah, so it was probably about 20, 30
you
minutes
get docked
in.
For that?
No. Fortunately, they were real nice.
But could you?
No, you don't get docked. You just,
It rushed you in between shows, though.
Yeah, huh?
It rushed you in between shows.
Yeah, it rushes you in between shows, and the club owner will usually get mad. But, I mean, it's my home club, yeah. And Ken was nice enough to be like, dude, I don't care. We'll figure it out. But yeah. It's a big no-no. So this week I've got a lot of homework to do to figure out what happened during my set and why I went over so much.
And the wife was there for both days?
No.
No. It's like Lauren Pope's telling me, like, she sent you Kate or...
Yeah, yeah. So my wife came to the Friday early show, and Lauren Pope was there, and her friends bought a cake special
something online. Some
package. Yeah, I guess he got drunk and ordered the wrong thing, because when you buy tickets, then they'll ask you, well, do you have a party? Because if you have a party, we'll give you a cake. And so he was like, yeah, cake! And then he got three of those. And so they were like, had all this cake with nothing to do. So she had met, Lauren had met my wife at the camel races. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, oh, there's my wife again. Oh, shit. So they waved and saw each other. So while I was on stage or off or meeting with people afterwards, I guess she was like, here, take this cake home and y'all eat it.
Did you oblige?
No, I didn't think you could trust the ingredients or the maker. They were all out on the table. And so I don't know.
Yeah, you're not touching that.
Yeah, no, not after cake fondling.
I could have told them you're not touching that. Fondling.
I wanted to. I really wanted to, but no. No, I couldn't do
it.
Let's
do something we don't normally do. Let's take a call before we get out of the first segment, because Patrick wants to talk about your show. Uh-oh. Patrick, what's up?
What's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
So listen, Barry, I got to tell you, I won tickets by calling. You guys told us to call the venue, and they would give us some tickets. So me and five friends came to your show. We all loved it.
Cool.
I absolutely think that you are hilarious.
Thank you.
So all right, I really Patrick, wanted that's to the thank end of your you call. For the
thanks
time.
For, thanks for chiming.
The only thing I want to tell you is, well, two things real quick. I told my whole group who we were talking before the show about how they thought, you know, heckling is okay and everything like that. And I also am a stand-up comedian. I'm not nearly as accomplished as you are, but I laid into them. Before we even walked in, I said, you even start to heckle, I'm kicking you out myself.
Nice. Thank you, Patrick.
And the second thing is...
Take notes, Nick.
Bro, you're hilarious, but you cannot sell your items on stage before you get off, man. Come on now.
That's every comic in the world does that, bro.
Have the host tell them before you even come on that you're available for pictures, autographs, and merch after. And that way you don't...
That's not how it works. Yeah, that's not how it works, dude. Every comic I've ever worked for does it that way. That's just the business, man.
Regardless, Patrick, we appreciate the call. Thanks for chiming in, man. Everything was going good on that call until you decided
to... So what he's talking
about... his opinion, but whatever. I mean,
what he's talking about is a lot of comics will have a merchandise for their show.
Right.
So it's usually a joke or something for you to buy to take with you if you enjoyed the show or you like the comic and you want to support them. Because let's be real, comedy doesn't pay all that well until you make it. So a lot of times you sell merchandise, you can make it a little extra money.
I'm not going to lie, I kind of thought of something like that where you could get someone, but when I came the last time, I forgot the guy's name, but he was the one that was either on the Jimmy Fallon or the...
Tony Deo, I think.
And he did the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Every comic does it. Every headliner or feature, if they have merch, will sell their merch on stage, because here's the thing. It's a joke, usually. I sell a shirt and I had some koozies left over, so I brought those out, and both of them are jokes that I do in my act. So why would they show you two jokes that I'm going to do later up front? That makes no sense. Let me do my act. Let me do the jokes. And then right before I get off stage, I'll say, hey, I've got these shirts and koozies, and they have jokes on them, and you can buy them if you want. You don't have to buy them. Ain't nobody telling you have to buy them. I still take pictures and talk to people and say hi. It's not like the only way I'm going to talk to you is if you buy something. It's available if you like my set or you like me or you want to support.
You'll talk to him if they touch you.
The fact
that
he said he was a comedian but didn't know that makes me wonder if he just does open mics.
When you mentioned it on stage, my friend was like, I got to cop one. I didn't tell him to buy one.
Tell him thank you, by the way.
I didn't tell him to buy one or anything. He just said it on his own. Like, he's like, I have to get one.
I almost sold out of all the shirts. I've got like 8 mediums left and that's it. So I had a bunch of shirts. So it went well this weekend.
That's awesome.
But Patrick, man, I don't know if you just do open mics, but that's not how real world comedy works, bro.
There you have it. Yeah. Lessons learned, but... turnstiles were churning. That's what we like to hear.
Man,
it was a good weekend. So we'll continue to kick it around. And then, of course, Charlie Palillo at 1:30. He'll join us up until 2, so we'll talk some things with Charles. And and do what we got to do between now and 4 o'clock before we turn it over to the Blitz. Right now, I want to tell you about my good friends at American Wheel and Tire. I've been telling you about them for a while now. I've been going to them ever since I've been in Houston. They've been in business for over 15 years. Mike and Tammy Gust run the business. It's been in the family even longer than that. They're at 290 and 34th Street, and like the title of the business says, it's wheels and tires, but it's so much more. If you got any damage to your wheels, your rims, your tires, and people are telling you you got to replace them, before you do all that, check with the people at American Wheel and Tire. They're going to be honest with you and tell you they might be able to repair both the rim and or the tire without having to buy new. And they have the stock rims and tires in their warehouse, so it's not going to take any extra time, and they're going to save you a lot of money. And when it comes to decorating and kind of souping up your vehicle, they're the people to go to because they have everything for your SUV, your pickup truck, or your vehicle, like the rims and tires, but they also have lift kits, Kevlar coating, wraps, off-road accessories for your SUV or your pickup truck. All those things and more, and I'm telling you, they do it the right way. Pro athletes in Houston have been bringing their rides to American Wheel and Tire for years because they are the place to go to when you want craftsmanship, excellence, customer service, and a decent fair price. That's what you get at American Wheel and Tire. Check them out at AmericanWheelandTire.com. See all the different vehicles that they've worked on over the years and that individual, unique kind of sporty look that they can give to your car, truck, or SUV. And, of course, if you have anything in terms of an issue with your wheels or your tires, go to American Wheel and Tire. 290 and 34th Street, just outside the Loop, or check them out, AmericanWheelandTire.com.
Houston Sports Talk with some certified Angus beefsteaks. What could be better?
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the official ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today by searching ESPN Houston in your app store. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, just getting started. It's The Usual Suspects on a Monday. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. We'll have Charlie here at 1:30, taking us till 2 as we'll kick some things up with him and chew the fat. Not that he has any. And continue to move forward. I do want to give a couple of shout-outs. Man, I'm telling you what. Every time I need a little uplifting info, I go to that Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge page on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I see some people kicking some ass and losing some weight. But Everybody's sharing their stories and talking back and forth. And so I wanted to give a couple shout-outs as we... As we've told you, we're going to declare a people's champ at the end of this, and we're going to give them a weight loss championship belt.
Yep.
Just the three of us are going to make that call. You know, there's also tons of other prizes. But, like, Francisco, I want to say this right, but Abarca, but Francisco on the Facebook page was fantastic this week because he was honest. He said something that a lot of people couldn't, which he just said, I'm wondering what's going on. I've kind of hit a plateau. I'm still working out. I'm doing all these things, but I'm not losing the weight. And I'm getting worried. And it almost sounded like he was discouraged, like he was going to quit. But then he started talking about little things like his pants are fitting looser and he's feeling better, but he just wasn't seeing the huge losses or the big time losses he was getting early on. And you and I and Mo all chimed in and said, bro, that's a good thing, because at some point your body's going to plateau a little bit, but then it's going to continue to show you results and you're going to get another big one and you're going to get some, you know, and it was awesome because it took a lot of for him to have the courage to put that out there. And I think the feedback he got too. So shout out to him for sure. And then on top of that, I mean, I think that Mark Schell gets some credit for the shirt at the comedy show.
The shirt was amazing.
The fact that he's consistently staying to his plan, working out. He said, I've got a love-hate relationship with weights, but he was doing that.
Yeah.
Those two people in particular I want to shout out because I really love the fact. And they're going to Mo. Mo's helping him out. So it's good
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you are struggling like Francisco is and you need some help, hit up Mo at Houston Family Nutrition.
Yep. No doubt.
Because he will tell you exactly what it is. If you really have plateaued, Mo's going to figure it out for you, so hit him up.
Yeah.
And by the way, while we're doing shout-outs, I do want to say my mom came to the show Saturday.
Oh, cool.
Early show, and brought about 30 Red Rowdies.
Nice. Because
you know she's in the Red Rowdies.
Yeah.
So
you
it
said
was
Saturday, off. Not Friday.
Yeah, Saturday.
Oh, okay, so I missed
was
that.
Was Maya day. There?
Yeah, Maya came. Nice. The guy, the Red Rowdy that's a monkey, came. There was a ton of them.
You're not being offensive now, are you?
No, because there's the one guy that dresses up like a monkey.
You got to be careful when you use that word, sir.
Why?
Got to be careful.
Monkey?
If you want to be politically correct, you got to be politically correct.
What are you talking about? A guy dresses up like a monkey? What are you talking
about?
Don't
you dare call him a monkey.
You guys are making it weird right now.
Don't bring me into this. I just
You guys are making it real weird right now because there's a red rowdy that dresses up like a monkey.
I believe you, man.
Oh, my God.
I've seen him. I'm very
there was
well
a dude
aware.
In a tuxedo shirt or a tuxedo, like a white tux. There was, it was packed.
Was Kurt Lund there?
No.
He would have given you the first hug.
But, yeah, there was like 25 of the rowdies there, man. So shout out to the rowdies. They invited me to come sit with them. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, no.
It's
I would go.
I'm
to,
sure they were pretty loud though, right? They were in a good way.
Yeah, they were awesome. But I was like, yeah, I'm not going to a Rockets game. If the Rockets wanted me to go to a game, they would have gave me a credential. So
well,
no.
The other thing is, when
I'm not
I
coming
there,
to sit with the rowdies,
give,
and it has nothing to do with
tickets.
The rowdies because I love the rowdies.
When we worked there, they used to give the extra tickets that were in front of the rowdies or to the side of the rowdies to the employees if they had friends.
Right.
It's like you don't want your friends going to a game and having to endure. If you're not into it to that level,
yeah,
you don't want to dodge them and plug your ears because it is loud and boisterous the entire time.
But it's
fun. Yeah,
they were
going
to make me an honorary rowdy and let me come in for a game and hang out and party. And I was just like, sorry, fellas.
Well, then you gotta
really,
like,
you should have done that, man.
Yeah,
because you on the big screen.
But you if know, there's I wasn't, a catch. If you did that, you got to be like the bloggers. That means then you've drank in the Kool-Aid, you've accepted a gift, which means then that the city uniforms are okay and everything that they do is perfect. And the fact of the matter is that they're just trying to beat the Warriors.
Joel was a huge fan of those city jerseys.
Oh, my God,
right?
Are they awful.
Yeah, they were pretty bad.
I don't know what you guys think about them, but I had to restrain myself on Twitter a couple times because people were chiming in about them. And then, of course, the Rockets gave the official statement, which, again, these people that call themselves columnists but are really just glorified bloggers were going, well, they told us that the reason why this is the city uniform is because they wanted to wear their uniforms earlier than anybody else in the league. So their black uniform is really the city uniform, but we're just calling the Chinese lettering one. You don't have Yao.
That's not how that works.
If you don't understand culture and you still thought that the Chinese lettering was appropriate when they had Jeremy Lin, it wasn't. It isn't. They don't have anybody on the team. There's no correlation like that anymore. And this city is more than just Asian population. There's no way that for a city uniform, look at Dallas's city uniform. It said Dallas. It had different. It had their main colors.
Actually,
it
said Dal.
Right. Which is what you call Raheel's co-host. But at the same time, the big thing is the fact that if you're going to represent this city, there's a better way. I don't think that in any way, shape, or form should be their city uniform. And I really don't think it should be their uniform. If you want a third
it's
uniform,
a business decision,
it should
right?
be the Clutch City uniform, but it shouldn't even say Clutch City. It should be as close to the championship uniforms as you can get.
Why?
Because that's what this city was for basketball. That's what the city remembers. When this team started and in their heydays and the championships, to me, that's at least one option for your city uniform is to go back in time and honor the past, but also the colors that a lot of people still equate with what Rockets basketball is.
Yeah, I would have liked to have seen something more like I wanted to see H-Town or Clutch City. Mm-hmm. You could have made them purple. There's a lot. You could have H-Time. We could have done a lot of things with the city jersey. But I'm with you. I don't think that what they chose is their city jersey. And they can say whatever they want yeah. about it. It's not. Yeah, it is. Because when Nike published all Indeed. Of the team's city jerseys, guess what it was? It was the one that was aimed at the Asian market. So,
yep.
I'm sorry.
Clearly a business decision.
I'm sorry you can't get out of it, and you feel bad about it now, but it was a bad decision to do it.
No doubt
and
about it.
It's, you wasted an entire year, city jersey, whatever, with that. But I hope your Asian market customers are happy.
That's
and
the
I
thing.
Hope you sell a lot of popcorn and stuff to them. Oh, that's right. They're not coming to the game because they're... It's the other side
yeah,
of the world.
And so you coy marketers that think that you're pulling the wool over everyone's eyes because it's really going to equate to a ton of money for you. Look at jersey sales. Individual
I wouldn't
and,
buy
and
one
for
of those.
Teams, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry, the Warriors, the Lakers. You're not anywhere near where you were when you had Yao. So why don't you cater to the fan base that cares the most on a daily basis for your team right here in this city? You've got enough in the soon-to-be third largest city in the nation. To cater to them first and then yeah. worry about the lettering for the international markets. If you got anything you want to comment on that or you want to chime in, please feel free. The phone number on the HRNP listener line is 713-780-3776. You could also text that number. And, of course, you can reach us on Twitter throughout the show. It's at Barry is funny. And because of the calls and the people that were at the show, we'll say that's legitimately a official title now. We'll give the blue check to that handle. Redbox is known as at the producer Nick. where you can reach him, and you can also reach at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We are the Usual Suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
This is ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back. Hour number one, Usual Suspects, as he does on Mondays and Fridays, unless there's a remote or we just don't feel like talking to him. Charlie Palillo joins us now from now until 2, Mondays and Fridays. If you want to catch him because you just can't get enough of him prior to our show, you can catch him Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, Sports Map 94.1 FM, our sister station. Charles, welcome back. Talk amongst yourselves, if you will, but the city uniform
for the
Rockets. You a big fan?
All right. I'm sorry.
I saw what you did there. It just didn't went over like a fart in church. Go ahead.
Well, we chuckled.
I liked it.
I'm sorry. Rockets what?
The city jerseys. You love them?
No. Love is the word not to be thrown around casually.
We just were talking about it before you got in here. Can we not be done with the whole overzealous correlation between the Rockets and the Asian markets? There is no Jeremy Lin, there is no Yao Ming, and you've got enough to worry about with the fourth largest city in America.
Yeah, no, I agree, but look, you know how this works. The more different stuff they can sell in the team store, and I'm sure there's residual effect of the Rocket fan base overseas. What I'm less of a fan of is when they wear the black stuff.
So you're a racist?
Yes, I'm a uniform racist.
Okay.
The Rockets, I think their single most defining uniform characteristic is Rocket Red. Rocket. Same with U of H. U of H Thursday night is playing a national TV game against SMU, and because the shoe company or Urban Cred, whatever's involved, the Cougars are wearing black jerseys, so visiting SMU is wearing red jerseys at U of H.
Yeah.
I just think it's stupid.
And then it's red lettering on the black jerseys in the U of H case, which makes it very hard to decipher when you're watching and trying to identify. But overall, Barry and I were kicking this around. I just threw out there, if you're going to be labeling one of the jerseys your city jersey, and of course there was a...
yeah, at least it should be the city you play in.
Right. And the other thing is, I said if you really wanted to make it the city jersey, I'd start with going back to the ketchup and mustard. Because they used to have the Clutch City jersey. Before that, they did try and have a version of the old 70s Rockets uniforms. People just have a love for... Obviously, they won the championship in those jerseys,
That's
too.
Where the real nostalgia is. Yeah, not in the Chinese lettering.
Right.
I still have. I break it out every once in a while. A Rockets cap with Chinese lettering on it. And for all I know, it could read, I hate China. A friend of mine who used to work at the Rockets gave me the cap. Yep. And I'm sure it says
it was right after we took you to China, and then you got off the station that you worked for that we took you to China for.
It wasn't on the Rockets.
True.
So it's merchandising. It's stuff like the Golden State Warriors. I find it amusing. They're wearing as their city jerseys. I guess it's an oak tree.
It's a tree.
The town, but an oak tree. That it's Oaktown, Oakland. Yes, they're getting ready to blow off Oakland and move into a $1 billion arena. Oakland, we're going to San Francisco.
Yeah, on the waterfront. Yeah. So, no, definitely. But I think that, we were talking about it. Of course, the minutia that they're feeding certain media members that are going to put it out there and buy into it, the propaganda is, well, we wanted to use our city jerseys earlier in the season than what they would have allowed when Nike wanted to debut the city look. So really, our city look, to your point, is the black jersey. Then what the hell are you still doing the Chinese lettering for anyway?
Pre-orders.
Uh-huh.
Right? You have all this
cash grabs. Cash grab.
Yeah, let's be honest. The red and gray jersey, the red jersey and the white jersey, they brought in a Broadway costume designer. But at the end of the day, anyone could have told you they look remarkably similar to the Chinese national team's jerseys. And that was not so coincidentally when you had Yao and it was in his heyday and they made a killing. But we are way past that.
Yeah. Well, nevertheless, it was good to see Les Alexander on Thursday receiving the Lifetime Achievement Award. Didn't bring the trophies with him, though.
No, those are staying in his office at the humble abode. As he, I think Mark Berman got him on the phone, and he wasn't hiding it. He's like, yeah, they're in the corner. I'm trying to figure out what kind of a mantle or what I'm going to build for it.
So he sold the Rockets, but he's keeping the trophies?
Absolutely.
He took them out of there. Yeah. Rockets are ordering replicas to display at the offices.
What?
Yeah.
Is that allowed?
Which is a reminder that in the end, for all of the public-private extortion partnership of, you know, build the arena and we do good in the community, in the end, they were the Alexander Rockets. They are the McNair Texans. The Houston stuff is nomenclature.
If I'm Tillman Fertitta, I'm buying the Rockets and everything that the Rockets own. And that's also those two trophies. So if you want to get replicas made, that's great. But I just gave you, what was it, $1 billion?
$2.2 billion,
and you're not going to give me those two trophies? No.
I think it's easy
deal.
To make fun
we don't
of,
have a
so
deal.
I'm happy to make fun of it. It does strike me as cheesy or petty.
Yeah.
It's like take all the pictures you want with them. In the end, the Houston Rockets won the championships.
When my wife,
we hear owners, we're the caretakers. You know,
it's the city's team. No, it's not.
The first championship. He's on the podium with Bob Costas. This is for all the Rockets fans across the world. This is for you. Well, no, it really wasn't.
This is like when my wife and I got a divorce. My first wife, she wanted to, like, we had a we're going to split everything, but she wanted this printer. That's what she wanted. And I was like, well, that's the only thing I was going to take with me. Well, I want the. We fought. We almost went to war over a stupid printer. It's like, it's trophies. Why? The dude just gave you $2 billion to put in your account. Go buy yourself some replica trophies and leave the originals at the arena.
And the awkward thing is, Tad Brown, carrying over from the old regime, very, very tight, some would say family members with the ex-owner, now trying to be a public spokesperson to say and justify why it's okay, we're just going to buy replica trophies and we'll make sure people still have access to take pictures with them. It's not the same.
Right.
There are certain dents that were put in there at certain gentlemen's clubs and in the middle of Richmond Avenue that will never be replaced. They have to be there, and they're not, because he, like I said, Berman got him on the phone because there was all this controversy buzzing around, and he said, quite honestly, they're sitting right there in the corner in my office trying to figure out what I'm going to do with them. So he took them.
Man.
Well, at least we should feel pretty good they all wind up on eBay.
Maybe.
You never know.
Something goes wrong.
Between the real estate he sold and $2.2 billion for the team?
Stranger
Can't
things have
happened.
Can't
take it with you, Charlie.
That's true.
Stranger things have happened. That's true. You've been watching the Olympics, either of you?
Yes.
So maybe that's the deal. He wants Tillman to buy them back, and then he can donate more money to charity.
$2 billion's enough.
I would take the last part of that.
I would hope.
Yeah.
You guys,
about 15 minutes last night.
Of figure skating?
Yeah, that's all they show in primetime, at least on NBC.
You saw the triple axel?
I didn't watch any of it.
Is that a wrestling nickname?
Nope. The triple axel, the United States figure skater, was the first United States skater to ever execute cleanly a triple axel in Olympic competition.
Quad?
No, a triple.
And that's just the rotation,
the
right?
Female.
An axle is just a rotation in the air? Okay. Because I have no idea. Here's what bothers me.
See, the difference between an axle and a sol cow.
Sow cow.
Sow cow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have no idea what a sow cow
is. I think
is.
One of them
Isn't that when you
is,
do a flip?
You take off the front edge of your blade going forward. The other you take off going backwards. Something like
that. Oh, see, I didn't even know that.
I can't tell you which is which.
Right. I think the axle is forward and the sow cow is backwards.
I mean, it's beautiful and graceful, but I can't handle volume watching of it. If it's the last two or three and they're deciding the medals and there's not a good basketball game on, then I'll stick with it.
My wife was like,
I'd love to bobsled sometime on a high-speed run. I don't feel like that's risky.
You just want the uniform?
The luge and skeleton stuff.
That does look fun.
You
want to
put the onesie on? Spandex onesie?
They are a little clingy.
I gotta eat some crow because I was telling these guys I was so excited about the Olympics being here, and I've not watched more than 10 minutes of it, and I don't feel like I'm missing anything either. I'm not upset.
I hope
and I'm
it
like,
picks
not,
up.
Oh, I got to sit down and watch the Olympics tonight.
We're a warm weather climate.
Like, eh.
Well,
Barry
was
excited
and I were talking about
for
it.
Them to get here. And then they got here, and I was like, no, I'm not excited.
Like,
anymore.
If there's something very fast paced, like if there's a big hockey game coming up in the medal round, that might be more compelling. If there's like the finals of, like Barry was talking about, speed skating or something where it could come down to a couple tenths of a second, I would tune in for that. Lisa's a big figure skating person.
Yeah.
But the fact that
the Winter Olympics are women audience driven.
But they added team figure skating competition.
It's like
now.
All the X Games different events they've added to try to hip up the games.
I'm watching, the American's going to win a medal there. No, because that was just one leg of the team competition. What?
Yeah. It's a little like soccer, where there's the league, and then there's Champions League, and there's this cup and that cup. And it's like, how about one major competition we can focus on, and that's enough?
The other thing I don't like, nor do I understand, is the fact that the Russians weren't allowed to compete because of the doping. But there's plenty of Russians at the Winter Olympics competing. They're competing under the Olympic flag.
Right.
Now, are these
they
the Russians?
They
had to prove to be clean, yes.
So but
however you do that.
Yeah, but they don't get the medals. The medals
play
just
the
go
Olympic
to the
Olympic theme.
Yeah, and it goes to the win. Olympic well.
And then North Korea and South Korea are at complete odds. But just for this Olympics, they're combining the two squads for their hockey team, and they're like starting this as a peacemaking experiment for the Olympics.
Wow. Yeah. Ping pong work for Nixon with China.
Yeah, good for them. I didn't realize that was going to be a thing.
Or table tennis. No disrespect, Daryl.
Wow. You went there. You know that when he plays, he plays it in the city uniform. The other thing, too, is the one thing I did see was the 17-year-old kid who won the snowboarding.
Yeah.
But not only, he kind of symbolizes the new youth movement in sports, because not only did he drop about 3 F-bombs that your former roommate Mike Tirico had to apologize for when they actually got
done.
Yeah.
A set?
Yeah, because it was coming down to the final.
No, it was when he won.
He on the set had to apologize, because when he won, it was coming down to the last guy, a former world champion, who could catch him, came within a couple tenths of a point, didn't catch him, and the kid goes, F, yeah! And then he takes a big
breath. The camera was on him.
And then another F-bomb after that, and Mike was like, yeah, we apologize for the exuberance and some of the things that the athletes can say. But then when he's on the medal state, after the medal state, he does his press conference, and he goes, yeah, you know, he had a big contingency of his family. He goes, yeah, my dad was firing me up at about 8 a.m. by shotgunning beers and sending me videos. And I'm going, all right, now that's the American way. Oh, well.
So where in Mississippi did he grow up?
I'm pretty sure that was more in Colorado, and yeah.
All right, nice. Roof MD plug here. Mark Donaldson, the MD in Roof MD and General Contracting. If you own a home or a business, you should have your roof inspected annually. That's just good sense, especially since you can have that done for free. And not, well, if you buy this, they throw in the roof inspection, or roof inspection comes with that warranty. Now, it's just free for the asking. It's how Mark chooses to run his business. Of course, if it turns out you have a leak or a looming larger problem, he would appreciate your business, but you're not obligated. The inspection is free for the asking. Just call 832-967-ROOF, 832-967-ROOF. And if you do need work, you can trust in that you have an honest, educated, professional roofer contractor, lifelong Houstonian to boot, doing the work for you. In addition, drywall repair, window replacement, painting, gutters, fencing, and more. Roof MD and General Contracting, 832-967-ROOF, 832-967-ROOF. Work in, you heard that from Charlie on ESPN 97.5.
There you have it. We're going to take a break, come back with one more segment with Charlie as we continue to roll on. It is Nick, it is Barry, it is Joel, it's the usual suspects, right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects. The person of interest on Mondays and Fridays joining us from 1:30 to 2 o'clock here for one more segment, Charlie Pulillo. Otherwise, you find him there on ESPN's sister station, which is SportsMap 94.1 FM. Charlie is available 11 to 1 with his sidekick, Joe George, but is nice enough to join us Mondays and Fridays for a half hour. So, with that said, Charles, we talked about the uniforms and such, but the Rockets, again, hot. Just doesn't seem like there's a lot of people bitching in the city that there's not enough oomph behind them, not enough excitement. People aren't pumping them up enough. Again, it's a tough market. And even when, I don't know if it's Houston spoiled now, and Barry, you know, you're a lifelong resident too. Is it because that they're already just assuming the regular season is just a precursor to the playoffs? So just, yeah, they're hot. They're really good. Let's wait to see the playoffs or what? But the team's won eight in a row again, and they're flying somehow below the radar.
We mentioned this last year about not getting there on time, and I really got on the fans, and I think you do have to take into consideration that this is a commuter town, and it can be difficult to leave downtown, drive to a suburb that's 45 minutes to an hour and a half away in traffic, and then get back to a game and get a sitter and all that.
And I'm not even talking about going. I'm just saying overall the excitement level has been kind of tempered.
It's basketball. It's basketball in a year where the baseball team won a World Series and the football team showed some hope because they got a star quarterback. So I think that's going to have something to do with it, but fear not. I fully expect by the end of April, after April 15th, I think you'll start to see some sold-out arenas in Houston at the game.
Well, the playoffs start April 14th.
What?
I think.
No,
the playoffs like normally start
end of May,
second,
right?
No, second week in April.
No, NBA playoffs.
Is it that long?
Yeah, April 15th, and they've moved everything back to avoid.
Which is part of it. Why was I thinking June?
That's the final. That's the final.
Okay.
Yeah. In a non-naturally intense, big-time basketball city, a lot of people, the playoffs are more than 2 months. You're asking for more than two, ideally anyway, more than 2 months of my attention. Then that's when I'll get into it. Over the 82 games, they all run together.
For some reason,
My dad always made me wonder whether I was a gene mutation or, well, the milkman was a huge sports fan. that my dad would tell me, just watch the last 2 minutes.
Yeah.
The first 46 minutes of these games are all the same. And I think a lot of people feel that way about the regular season with the NBA. Wake me up when the playoffs are about to get here.
So back it up then, whatever, because I thought the playoffs started in May. And the finals were in June. Mm-hmm. So back it up 2 weeks before the playoffs start. So if they start April 15th, then April 1st, that'll start filling up. But about 2 weeks, because it's going to come down to that point where it's looking like this team and the Warriors are going to be competing for a number one spot. That's when they'll start showing up. About that last 2-3 weeks down the stretch.
Yeah, and you hope so. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't even talking this time about the attendance, which is a totally different animal. But just the fact that it just seems like in other cities where their teams are a top four seed in the conference, people are genuinely fired up. They're talking about them a lot. They're making sure that they are going to all the games. And it's just not the case here in Houston. You and I know this because we have a struggle because we watch college basketball and no one cares about that either here.
It's just where we are. And we complain that it's freezing here in 46 degrees, so life has trade-offs. Toronto had no basketball, period, until the Raptors came in the 90s. Mm-hmm. Toronto is basically the hockey capital of the planet. I'm sure in Montreal they'd scream holy hell. But the Maple Leafs, the Blue Jays win the World Series, probably 90% of people in Toronto would throw back those Jays championships for one Maple Leaf Stanley Cup final appearance at this point. Raptor games are big deals. I mean, they're routinely sold out, loud crowds, the whole We the North thing they have going there.
Drake, one of your favorites.
Yeah, it's just a big, intense, relentlessly so sports environment. Northeast, there you go. And if that's a little bit of obnoxious Yankee genes leaking out of me, I can live with it because it's the truth. It's just a bigger deal in New York, Boston, Chicago, Detroit, Toronto, than it is in Houston, Dallas, Atlanta, Miami.
You're a big fan of auto-tune, aren't worse. You? Where are you and Joe about experimenting with auto-tune on your show?
We're getting nowhere, Joel.
Okay, thank you. Very well, okay. I'll give you that one. That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
That was damn good.
Yeah.
I like that.
That was great.
Save that? That's a drop now for when Charlie comes
on. Forever and always, the best Drake product, coffee cakes.
Coffee cakes?
Yeah. That's an old
You know what a coffee cake is?
I know what a coffee cake is, but I have no idea.
Oh, so you're not familiar with Drake, the company?
Yeah, no. I was going to say, that's an old-time company that made coffee cakes.
Ringdings? Ever heard of Ringdings?
Yes.
What Ho-Hos or knockoffs are. The food product.
So it's Ho-Hos weren't the knockoffs?
Funny Bones, kind of peanut butter Ringdings.
Ho-Hos are the knockoffs of Ringdings?
That's kind of East Coast, because everybody thought Hostess created the ding-dong and the Ho-Ho and the Twinkie.
Yeah, they did.
Drake's.
No, they did. It was Hostess. For sure.
Yeah, I'm with Barry on this.
No, Ring Ding is Drake's.
So you're telling me Ho-Hos are a knockoff of Ring Dings, not the other way around.
In my mind. Yodels? Not the Swiss.
No idea. Stuff.
Yodels are more cakey with the cream filling. The ringdings, the chocolate covered.
Hmm. We're going to go to Wayback Wednesday, Nick. We're going to have to check on the production dates to see who had it first on a Wayback Wednesday.
If you're a loser from Philadelphia, you think Tasty Cake invented everything.
I'm interested in this peanut butter one, though, because I love peanut butter, as does Joel. Mm-hmm. What is the
Funny
peanut
Bones
butter?
Was the name of
Funny
that.
Bones. I'm going to Google that for sure. Are these available? Are these locally sourced, or do I have to?
Is it an East Coast thing?
Northeast and regional? Because you can see Entenmann's stuff here every once in a while.
Entenmann's was very popular, even up in the Midwest.
Northeast and Midwest, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know if they make Funny Bones anymore. But they had to jump through hoops to start making Twinkies again, right?
Drake's
Funny
Bones.
Well, because they had,
snacks.
Shelf life of 10 years?
You can get Drake's Funny Bones snacks on Amazon.
But you can't get them here locally, like in a store?
I didn't see one, but they're $14.70, and they ship for free.
Is that for
free.
A box of 400?
That is for
$14.
Yeah. What do they normally cost?
I remember like the two packs were what, 99 cents?
Yeah. Well,
oh, here's all their
anymore.
Options. Devil dogs, ring dings.
Devil dogs. There you go. There's another one.
So ring dings are just ding dongs
from Hostess.
Yeah, and then yodels. I don't know what those are.
What are the chances Hostess products are still available at your normal, HEBs and Randalls?
But they discontinued Twinkies for a while.
Right, we said that because after a 10-year shelf life.
It was a big deal, but now I don't know. I got to order these Funny Bones. This looks like – it doesn't say how many are in the box, but there's only 15 left.
$15 for a
box
of a little cake. Yeah. That can't be a box of six.
It doesn't say. That's interesting.
Unless they're serving them at Dessert Gallery now. I don't think it should be that expensive.
How can it not say? You just order and you'll get what we ship you?
It does. I don't see it on the box or the description anywhere. It just says – no, it just says Drake's Funny Bone Snack Cakes, 12.22 ounces. That's all it says. It doesn't say there's the thousand.
$15 for 3/4 of a pound?
Yeah, it's like weed. It's just expensive stuff.
I guess so.
I need to page somebody and be like, hey, meet me at the corner and I can get me an ounce of Funny Bones.
I thought you're in weight training all this, and now you're let me order all these snack cakes.
No, Charlie, his show was a smashing success this
week. I was just trying to lose weight for the week.
So you're letting the success go to your hips?
Yeah. Yes. I went to go get Smash Burger today.
Did they run out?
The line was too long and I was running late. Otherwise, I would have sure shown up with a burger and fries.
Well, congrats on the big weekend.
Thank you, man.
Was very, very successful.
Appreciate it.
So we'll have you back.
I hope so.
So I can make one of these.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, as the old timers would say, how blue do you work?
Nick, am I dirty?
Yeah, you're pretty dirty. I mean, it's fair enough to say that you're pretty dirty.
I'm probably like a 8.5, 9.
Would Richard Pryor say, tone it down?
No.
No, it wouldn't be like that.
No. It's nothing where like... people don't think I'm that dirty, even though the words that I use would be, because it's not a gross dirty or just dirty for the sake of being dirty. It's conversationally dirty.
Not vulgar.
Right. Like, I cuss a lot off air, so I just, if I'm talking naturally on stage.
The words in your vocabulary.
Correct.
And
more
on air, correct. Depending on how quick Nick is.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah.
All right, there he is. Charlie will be back on Friday again at 1:30. You can catch him then, or you can catch him Monday through Friday, 11 to 1.
We're getting nowhere, Joel.
And auto-tuned Charlie.
Yes.
11 to 1, Sports Map 94.1 FM, Monday through Friday. We will be back with the second hour of the big show. Don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. I came to drop bombs. I got more rhymes than the Bible's
got songs. You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV Licensing.
Yes, TV Licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.